Zvachim Perek Yudal Mishnah Zayin, continuing the tour of history. So earlier we had had the Mishkan in the Midbar. Then we crossed into Eretz Yisrael. We set up the Mishkan at Gilgal. Then we took down the Mishkan from Gilgal after 14 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing up the land. And then they put it in a permanent place at Shiloh where it stood for 369 years. But Shiloh's and the Mishkan were destroyed. The Mishkan was not completely destroyed, but the Mishkan at Shiloh situation and placement was destroyed in the days of Eli HaKohen, and the Plishtim captured the Aron Hashem. So, Bo Lenov Uli Givon. So, at that point, they erected a Mishkan at Nov, the city of Kohanan, and it stood there for 13 years. And then, when King Shaul destroyed Nov and killed the Kohanim that lived there, the Mishkan was transferred to Givon. So at this stage of history, when the Mishkan went to Nov and Givon, Hutru HaBamos, Bamos were again permitted. Because once again, we were not in Menucha and Nachala, because now we were going to have to wait for Yerushalayim. And so Bamos were allowed. Kache Kachim Nechon Lefnim Nakeloyim. Kache Kachim were still confined to what they called the Bama Gedola, the Great Bama, which was at the Mishkan. However, Kachim Kalim Bechol Arei Yisrael. Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere in all the cities of Eretz Yisrael, because since you could bring Kachim Kalim on any Bama anywhere in your backyard, so then you could eat it any place. Maaser Sheni also could be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because that is compared by the Torah to Kachim Kalim. Mishnah Ches, Bol Yerushalayim. But then Shlomo HaMelech finally built the Beis HaMikdash, and they came to Yerushalayim. Nasru HaBamos, so the Bamos became Asur again. And V'lo HaYalahem Od Heter, Bamos were never again permitted in Klal Yisrael, because the Kedusha, the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash, established it as Kedusha La'asid Lavo, and the Beis HaMikdash now becomes the spot for the Shekhinah, for Klal Yisrael forever. And as a result, V'Hoysa Nachala, the Beis HaMikdash was called the inheritance. And the Torah says, once you come to the Nachala, to the inheritance, Yerushalayim, then the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash is eternal, even after it's destroyed. And so, as a result, Kache Kachim Nechal Lefnim Nakeloyim, Kache Kachim had to be eaten within the Kilayim, the curtains, which really means now the walls of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim Kalim, Maaser Sheni, Lifnim Menachoma, and Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni had to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, because now that the Nachala is in place, Yerushalayim is the boundary for eating Maaser Sheni and Kachim Kalim.